Coming to you on some serious tape delay via a podcast near you. From that hockey hotbed of San Jose, California, it's Dudes on Hockey.
He is now accepting callers, he is calling me Dude!
And now, your hosts, Mike and Doug.
Hey there and welcome to Dudes on Hockey. I'm Mike, that's Doug.
Dude, I've had a long week, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long week.
It's been a long week.
Yeah. It's been a bit of a long week on the blog. There's been quite the controversy in the comments section.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
I haven't noticed.
You haven't noticed how all of a sudden in the middle of August we have 60 comments on a random podcast?
I just try to stay out of it, dude.
You just stay out of it all?
Yeah. I didn't jump into the fray and then get...
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
What? I said one thing.
You said one thing and you got hated on.
Well, I mean, I was trying to be nice. I mean, I was trying to settle the, you know, squelch the flames a little bit.
You made it worse.
I did. I think I did. Yeah. So much for that.
Well.
Good thing I'm not like a conflict negotiator. Talk about your all-time backfires. Oh, well.
Dude, I had some plumbing issues in my kitchen this week.
Yeah.
And it took the plumber had to come three different times, and he ends up on the roof.
What'd you eat?
Dude, I want to say, first of all, that I wanted it to be something awesome that got found,
yeah.
Like in the pipes, like a snake. Like
yeah,
this
yeah,
guy
yeah.
was like, one time I found a snake.
Or like a ferret or something?
One time I found a snake.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk like that, but it's much more interesting to make it sound like it.
Right.
One time I found this snake, I pulled him out of pipe, and then I kept him as a pet. I named him Reggie.
And then I gave him to Brent Burns.
And I gave him Brent Burns. He lived on the farm. it was nothing.
No.
It was nothing. But three different times, oh my good Lord.
Welcome to home ownership, dude.
I was excited.
You were excited about that?
Yeah. I love having like people over to work on my house.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, great.
I'm going to break something else this week. Who knows?
Anyway, you do that.
Let's make it the poll question.
Well, the reason why we're talking about this is because there's nothing else to talk about, literally.
Yeah, we don't have a lot planned. You know what, dude?
What?
We're still going to fill a half hour.
Of course. I mean, if we have to talk about plumbing problems for the next 25 minutes, we can.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing even peripherally related to the Sharks was your NHL 11 test subject, Ethan Morrow. Signed right. with the LA Kings
that's right.
this week.
That's right.
And he
That's a big stretch, dude.
And he came out firing a little bit in the press about
yeah.
people said he was fragile, and he's like, I'm not fragile, it's just bad luck. And I don't know. I mean, if you get injured a lot, that means you're kind of fragile.
Yeah, I think he's right. He's not fragile. He's fragile and he sucks, apparently, because he got bought out, waived.
Not just fragile.
And he could only play like 30-something games last year. No, I don't think Ethan Morrow sucks, and I think we were, you know, if he had signed in San Jose, I think we could have found a way to think that was going to be a positive thing. You
right.
know, there's a hole on the Sharks' third line. I still believe that's the case. And I wouldn't have minded if the Sharks had done the same deal. I think it's 1 year, $600,000. Same deal Jamal Mayer's got in Chicago, and if I had to pick between those two players, I'd pick Ethan Morrow, you know, mm-hmm. even with some of his injury problems last year. I mean, he's a captain of a very good team in Edmonton, and this is his chance to see what he's got left. There's some minutes up for grabs in LA, for sure.
That's true. They've lost some depth.
Yeah, so I hope he has a terrible season. And
right.
that, you know, I wish injury upon you, not a major one. But a minor one.
Just, you know, like a bad case of the bunions or something.
Or like a severe brain cramp.
Ice cream headache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Too much custard. Oh.
I can't play tonight. Oh, I have vertigo. Yeah. So the Kings hath added another piece, another brittle piece. Have they collected? Look at the collection of brittle players they have.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. They are the LA brittle.
The LA peanut brittle.
Willie Mitchell,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Simone Gagné.
Right.
Ethan Morrow.
Mm-hmm. Like all the guys.
And there's somebody else.
Not Richards.
No. Justin Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's on that team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's pretty brittle too.
He has been.
So,
although he looked pretty good against the Sharks in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he had been out up until right before then. So, let's hope someone else gets injured. What would be the worst injury to have to report? Like on an injury report, bunions?
Yeah, yeah.
That's embarrassing.
The gout. Yeah, something like, you know, that's usually happens to the really old people.
What if you have, you know, Jack Johnson's out with MR and they don't even like say what it is. And someone's like, what is that? And go, Montezuma's Revenge.
That's true.
Jack Johnson's out.
He's out with the case of the burrow.
We're so off topic, dude.
Yeah.
There was a great, I can't remember what magazine it was in, but there was a great article. I think it was ESPN, the magazine, about professional athletes who have soiled themselves while playing sports.
I read that article.
It was a lot of football players. I don't
and runners as well. Yeah. Triathletes and
they
so
even
forth.
Had some pictures.
Oh my god. Yeah. I can't believe they put pictures
in. I've seen ones where guys have thrown up on the field. I think it was the Donovan McNabb
he famously threw
up on the field. But, oh man. That'd be awful to have that happen on the ice.
Yes. Yes it would.
Throw up on the ice.
Oh yes. Yeah, that would be something
right
awful.
Over the face-off circle.
Oh my god! We've gone pretty far afield now, dude. Is there in other random news?
What else do you have to talk about?
Some random, like my wife's friend's cousin's father-in-law's ex-boss knows Brandon Mashinter, so there's some random connection to Brandon Mashinter. And I told her, I said, tell him that we hope he makes the team. And, you know, and she's like, I don't know if you know who this player is. I'm like, I'm going to know who it is. She's like, some guy, like minor guy or like a prospect for the Sharks. I'm like, I don't think you're going to know him. I'm like, I'm going to know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't.
I'm just that cool.
Right. I don't think I could name everybody in the 50 contracts, but. I could get kind of close.
All right, let's see who can name the most.
No.
Ready, go.
No. So yeah, it's a little bit thin now. I guess other NHL news. The whole Crosby thing is ongoing. You know, people.
Is he going to be ready?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's had a little bit of a setback. You know, headaches and so forth. Of course, he's seeing every doctor. In the country,
of course, yeah.
You know, I mean, and even Steven Stamkos comes out and says the NHL needs Sidney Crosby.
Yeah,
which I
absolutely.
Think is indisputable.
This is bad. It's not just bad for Pittsburgh. It's bad for the NHL.
Really bad.
You need to have your superstar playing. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's important for television ratings, for merchandising, for the health of that team, which is probably one of the most popular teams in the NHL, you know, not just in Pittsburgh, but probably worldwide because of Crosby.
Right.
Yeah, it's very important.
And...
Yeah, very important. You don't want to see them lose much momentum. You know, not like you're rooting for them to win the cup, but there's some teams that it's, you know, like in Major League Baseball right now, it's bad for baseball that the Dodgers are bad. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. You know,
right.
It's not good for the league. And, you know, when the Maple Leafs have been bad, it's not good for the NHL for the Maple Leafs to be bad.
No, it's really not.
It's not. So
it's funny.
It is. It's funny. And as long as it's Brian Burke and Ron Wilson, will continue to be funny.
Right.
But in terms of the scope of the league, it's not good. So hopefully Sidney Crosby will get this straightened out, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
you
certainly hope that he will be healthy and soon. You know, I think everybody hopes that.
Right, right. Well, dude, I guess the only thing that I could gin up is, you know, of course, we still read Puck Daddy, which is, you know, the Yahoo blog on hockey and run by Greg Wyshynski. And he's been having this sort of recurring post where he asks different bloggers. I know he had...
Why hasn't he asked us?
Yeah, I know. It's such a shock that he hasn't asked us. I know. I think he asked the Battle of California guys, Rudy Kelly and the other guy. Can't remember that guy's name. What's the guy's name that writes for the Sharks or Battle of California?
I think it's the other guy.
The other... Oh, yeah, it is the other guy. You're right. So they did one, and so there's been like one today. So I figure because we're never going to get asked to be on Puck Daddy because, I mean, we have like six listeners.
That's not true.
Okay, seven. I figured we might as well answer these questions.
We'll answer them, whether he likes them or not.
Yeah. Okay, so first question, the player you most love to hate. there's been a lot of, you know, different answers. We've had, you know, the usual suspects, Matt Green and Jordan Tutu and so forth. Are you going to go off the page on the player you most love to hate, dude?
Gosh,
I know who my pick is.
The first one that, yeah, you know, I'm having a hard time picking between two guys on the same team. I hate Steve Ott, but I also hate Mike Ribeiro a lot.
Damn it. Don't take my Mike Ribeiro away from me.
I hate Steve Ott.
Thank you.
I hate that guy. I think he's a D-bag in both sense of the word.
Right.
The guy is a cheap shot artist. He's a chicken.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would love to have him on our team.
Right.
But, well, as long as he's not, I hate him. Like, he bugs royal.
That's funny that the rivalry with the Stars is sort of cooled, but we're both picking Stars because Mike Ribeiro is definitely the first guy that came to my mind. That whole, like, faking the injury thing, like, I'm never going to forgive him for that. Like, he's such a cocky a-hole, you know? Like, he puts his finger to his lip. I mean, he sort of does a lot of things. I mean, I don't mind guys asserting their personality. I mean, I love Paul Bissonnette. Like, I love reading his Twitter feed. Like, you know, he's got an interesting thing going. Brent Burns, the same way. He's got an interesting personality. But it seems like Mike Ribeiro has a personality sort of to the detriment of the best features of the NHL and hockey players.
Yeah.
I'm really not a Mike Ribeiro fan. And it makes me even more mad that he's so good. I really hate that. That makes it worse. It'd be harder to hate him if he was just like that douchey and he sucked, but he's that douchey and he's really good. So it's like there's nothing to like about him.
Can I change my answer, dude?
Yeah, do it.
I hate Patrick Kane. I do. I hate
really?
Him.
You hate Patrick Kane?
I do. I hate him. I think he's a little mullet-haired punk.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never have
guessed that. He skates around like an insect.
Mm-hmm.
And he's annoying, and
that
he was so good against the Sharks, he just kills us. And you know who else I hate? I hate Johan Franzen with his giant red beard. I hate him like some sort of Viking, like coming to kill the Sharks every time. But I think I hate Patrick Kane more.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like him.
We're going big, because most people are picking, like, you know, like the guy today who answered today, he picked Ben Eager.
Oh, come on.
It's like, that's a little bit easy. It's like, that's kind of an easy target, isn't
Patrick
it?
Patrick Kane with his shirtless photos and limousines and punching
the cab
drivers. And,
right.
You know, no, that's definitely who I hate. I hate Patrick Kane.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, question number two. Other than your own, the team you can't help rooting for.
You go first this time.
Okay, well, longtime listeners of the podcast may know my answer. And my answer, which has definitely cooled since my fandom for the Sharks has become so virulent.
Let me see if I can remember this.
Yeah.
It's the Devils.
It is the Devils. Yeah, I do like the Devils. And because when I first started really watching hockey and getting interested, I loved Scott Stevens. I still do. He might be my favorite player ever. Because of that, and I like Scott Niedermeyer, I always did. I mean, I hate him because he's on the Ducks, and that's a pain, but I do like the Devils, and I still do, even though they're a completely different team than they were in the 90s when they were sort of, you know, the whole neutral zone trap type team and everything. But I still do like the Devils. I like their uniforms. I like their logo. We went to the Rock. I think that was a pretty cool building when we went. You know, Lou Lamoriello is a pretty savvy GM. There's not a whole lot to hate about the Devils, in my opinion. So I'm going to go with the Devils.
Yeah. I think my answer is the New York Rangers.
Okay.
You know, just living out there and following them, just being there and seeing them on TV and just kind of having, I mean, I never felt the way I feel about the Sharks, you know, for them, but just having a little bit of extra exposure. And I don't know. You almost kind of feel bad because Glenn Sather's the GM and you just kind of feel bad for them.
Right.
You know,
it's like an original six team that's kind of fallen into disrepute.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd say the Rangers.
All right, dude. Favorite fight or brawl of all time? Like they went way out, you know. Actually, someone picked a Rick Rippon fight versus Brandon Prust, which I watched the video of, which was a very good fight. It was one of those things where Rippon was just crushing Prust, and they had to jump in and get him. That's a really hard question because there's been many good...
This is an easy one.
Easy one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Staubitz versus Tutu.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah. Oh. I mean,
That's great.
That was great. I mean, that was a great moment for Sharks, you know, mm-hmm. Sharks fans, that mm-hmm. just beating the snot out of Tutu, bloodied mess on the ground, was good times. You know, that's the Sharks fight that I remember the most. Besides, and this isn't really a fight, but I mean, the other thing I remember is Scott Parker climbing the glass, trying to get at,
Roman Hammerlick?
No.
No, who was it?
No, I'll remember.
No, it was the guy on the Islanders. What was that guy's name? The defenseman.
Yeah, who got hit by the car.
He got hit by the car. What's that guy's name? Damn it. Oh. I'm going to get it later in the show.
Okay.
My favorite fight, although I did think of Staubitz Tutu, there's a great Ty Domi versus Bob Probert fight.
Yeah,
that cannot,
no, that's like, yeah.
That cannot be beaten. That fight cannot be beaten. They're two heavyweights, some of the greatest fighters of all time, just throwing as hard and as fast as they can, not really caring that they're leaving themselves open in a win on forever. Just the crowd went nuts. That's my favorite fight of all.
That's a good one.
Probert versus Domi, you can't beat.
That's a good one.
Can't beat. All right, dude. The hideous looking hockey jersey you secretly love the most.
Oh boy. I mean,
lots of things to choose from.
I'm gonna go with the Mississippi River Kings. It's gotta be NHL.
Yeah, let's stick with the NHL for this one. Because I don't think most of our listeners can bring up the River Kings jersey to mind.
God.
You know, there's a lot of past jerseys. Someone went with the old Calgary jersey of the 80s, which I think is actually kind of cool. I don't really mind it that much.
I don't like the old Vancouver Canucks jerseys. The brown and gold or whatever.
Is that the V-neck jersey?
Yeah, I felt like they kind of looked like they were UPS guys out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yeah. I never liked those jerseys. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. But I guess you have to secretly love.
Right.
Hmm.
They secretly love.
Can you? Yeah, I know what it is.
What?
I know what it is. I always thought the Hartford Whalers jersey. There's something. I think I even had a Hartford Whalers T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not a great jersey. You know, not a great logo.
No, not really.
I mean, what? Not awesome, but something about it. I guess the colors, maybe.
Yeah.
Memories of Rob Goudreau.
Yeah. There you go.
His hat trick against him.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, dude?
I want to go, well, the Christmas jersey, the Devils Christmas jersey. For a time, I think in the late 80s and early 90s, the Devils colors were actually red and green. They had green pants
right.
and red jerseys,
yeah.
which was pretty funny. But the jersey is not that dissimilar from what it is today, so I can't really go that. It's just the uniform was kind of bad. I might have to, yeah, the black, red, and yellow Canucks jersey with the skate logo, that wasn't good looking.
But I
kind of like it. That makes me think of Pavel Bure. When I see that jersey, I think of Pavel Bure, and for that reason, I kind of like it, because Pavel Bure was, in my opinion, he's sort of like the Sandy Koufax of hockey.
Right.
Just like unbelievable skill, just the best player, and then injuries really killed his career really young, and I think Bure might have been, if he continued at his, you know, highest pace of scoring, if he had a long career at that pace, I mean, he might be one of the best 5 or 10 players in the NHL history.
Right.
You know, and it's just too bad it was cut short. So I'll have to go with that. Your favorite hockey cliche, terminology, traditions, announcer speak, etc.
My favorite hockey cliche has to be Josh Georges can really take a hit. remember that phrase was said like at least 3 times a night. Josh Georges really take a hit. I mean, how many times?
Yeah, I remember that.
Would Randy Hahn say that every night?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
What about you?
You know, I might have to go with like an Eddie Olczykism because I get so tired of him saying the same. Active stick, you know, that's pretty close. Yeah. But I think the fact that he says the puck could end up in the back of the net. And it's like, does it really have to be the back? I mean, couldn't it be the middle of the net, the top of the net? I mean, do you have to say the back of the net? What about just in the net? Wouldn't that just, that would suffice, right?
No, it's the back. No, it's the back of the net.
That just, that bugs. Although this is supposed to be favorite hockey cliche. For some reason, I like the term cross corner dump.
Dude, speaking of which, did I tell you about my plumbing problem?
And it comes full circle.
All right.
Okay, the injury you couldn't stop staring at, non-skate lacerations only.
All I can think of is Keith Ballard tomahawking Thomas Falcone in the head.
Oh, my God. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was really good. Yeah, that's an excellent. Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's answered that.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of Scott Stevens taking out Eric Lindros. There's been the Mark Messier taking out Mike Modano.
What about Bertuzzi on Moore?
Yeah, no one's really
picked that. No one said that?
No one said that because I think, you know, that's, you know, more considered a crime really than anything else.
The Chara hit from last year has got to be up there too.
Even though
it was not intentional, that was pretty disturbing.
You know what I'm going to go with? I'm going to go a little bit off the map here, and I'm going to go Sharks. Marco Sturm breaking his leg. Have you seen the replay for that sucker?
No.
Brutal. Like his leg bends. It's like Joe. It's like, it's not quite Joe Theismann bad.
Yeah.
But it's pretty bad.
The other one I was going to mention is, Torrey Mitchell hitting Curtis Foster in the back.
Yeah.
That was hard to watch too.
Right.
But I'm sticking with Ballard trying to decapitate Bakun.
That's pretty sweet. Okay, dude. Wait, where are we at here? Oh, your favorite cheesy hockey reference in popular culture.
Oh man. Favorite cheesy hockey reference in popular culture. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one in my mind that I'm going to pick.
Well, you go first.
Okay. I'm going to pick Kick His Ass, Seabass, Cam Neely in the Adam Sandler
That's a
movie.
Great one.
I love that. That's one of the best things. You just like, you're watching this movie, you're like, wait, that's, why is Cam Neely in this movie all of a sudden?
That's a great one.
Yeah. Kick His Ass, Seabass. It's the best.
You could go JR on that TV show. What was the show he was on? He played like a security guard.
He was on Bones or something? What was that show?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was
he
pretty
was
good.
Pretty bad. I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the movie The Love Guru.
Oh my God, dude. That is the worst movie.
It has hockey in it.
I know.
Did you
Rob
see
Rob Blake taking a face off? Yeah.
Kevin Smith is making a film about hockey, and it's actually going to be in two parts. We'll be the only people who go see it.
I'll definitely see that.
We're lining up the night before.
Oh, totally. We're like the only ones in
line.
Why
are you here? It's not. This is our Harry Potter. Shut up. Okay.
Favorite terrible hockey card or hockey action figure? Were you really that into? do we want to go this way?
I remember I bought one of those mini bobbleheads at the Shark store of Brian Marchment.
It looks nothing.
Absolutely nothing like. I went back and looked. They all look the same.
Right.
They just have different player names on them.
I know. It's so great.
So
I'm going to go with that too.
That's the worst thing I have.
That's
awesome.
I
have a Ricci bobblehead that's actually cool, like a pretty big one. But that one.
That Marchment one, it looked nothing. It looked
just a... You could have been anybody. It could have been you, and they say Marchment at the bottom, and you're like, this is great.
I know.
I wish it was the new Marchment, like the one that you see up in the booth who's definitely gained like 40 pounds.
Oh.
It should be. Well, you can do whatever you want. You're retired.
That's true.
Got a lot of money. You got bad knees.
Yeah.
Have some double doubles. I don't care.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Let's have that Marchment.
Yeah. That would be cool. All right, dude. Finally, what's the thing you secretly respect Gary Bettman for the most?
Secretly respect him for the most.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Winter Classic. Winter Classic's a good idea. It's been well executed. They picked the right... It's a New Year's Day situation. They took advantage of college football, screwing the pooch on that thing. New Year's Day used to be college football day. And college football had to add like 50 more bowl games. So now like they're playing the national championship game in March. And the NHL swooped in, took over New Year's Day as a sporting event day, Winter Classic, and they've done, I think they've done a really great job. And I think Gary Bettman deserves a fair amount of credit for that. I think a lot of his Southern U.S. Stuff is ill-advised, but for that, I think he deserves a good amount of credit.
I guess I would give him credit for attempting to keep hockey in Phoenix, you know, and not have teams just move for the sake of moving. I mean, having Phoenix leave the West really would throw the divisions into chaos, you know,
mm-hmm.
having them depart for another Eastern team, because there really isn't another Western city that it appears can really support hockey. So even though it's a mess,
mm-hmm.
dude, wait a second.
Yeah.
We have, it's that, taken us this long to get here.
Right.
We have something major to talk about.
What, the Jameson thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is big news, dude.
Right.
Greg Jameson reportedly is in talks with another group of investors to purchase the Phoenix Coyotes, dude.
Right.
It's taken us, what time is it?
Oh, man, we're like almost 30 minutes in at this point.
So 26 minutes in, we realized that we had Sharks news.
All right, well, better late than never, I guess.
How did you feel when you heard that?
It didn't really faze me. I mean, he wasn't an owner, right? So Greg Jameson was the CEO. He wasn't an owner. He was just a businessman running the team. And I think being a CEO is a lot different than being an owner. Like, being an owner is, you know, you get sort of like the ego boost of owning a professional sports team. So I didn't feel like betrayed or anything like that. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, I mean, I think the Sharks ownership group is probably pretty stable at this point. So if he wanted to get in on an ownership group, I have no idea, you know, how wealthy or not Greg Jameson is, but I assume he's pretty wealthy if he can be in on ownership.
Yeah. Ownership, I mean, group. He's still shopping at Macy's for recliners. I saw him there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When?
I mean, well, that was a couple months ago, but I'd be like, Greg, what's up? Why are you moving to Phoenix? There's no Macy's down there.
Well, you know, maybe you figure you can get it at like cut rate price at this point, you know, I mean, they're kind of in trouble. So yeah, I mean, it didn't really faze me. I didn't really feel like he was, you know, messing with the Sharks. I mean, why did you feel that way?
I was pissed.
Really?
I'm still pissed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? I don't want to, I'm taking a step back. I'm not going to be involved. I'm just going to go shopping for another team.
Well,
good. Enjoy Phoenix. It's hot
yeah.
and gross.
Right.
Enjoy.
It is warm.
Yeah. Enjoy watching a terrible football team down there. And I don't know. I'm trying to think of other bad things.
Are the Suns bad?
Yes.
Yeah. no. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I feel kind of weird about it. Like, he was intimately involved with the Sharks for several years, you know?
Right.
And now...
Oh, you think he could use that information in some
way? No, I don't know what you could use the information about, but I think, sure, he was a big reason why the Sharks as a franchise has been successful. And, you know, do I want him to use that information to make the Phoenix Coyotes a better franchise than the Sharks? No.
Right.
This just after I said that it was good that Phoenix is staying in the NHL. Now I want them to die. Die a slow death.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I just feel kind of weird about it. It feel the same way if Doug Wilson like left the Sharks and then a year later he popped up in, you know, Vancouver.
Right.
Like, you'd be like, wait, why?
Yeah. But, well, I mean, he's more connected with hockey operations. It's not like Greg Jameson was like negotiating trades.
That's true.
You know? I mean, he's...
So you don't care.
No, not really.
And I care.
Yeah.
Poll question.
Okay.
Do you care that Greg Jameson might be owning the Phoenix Coyotes?
Right.
Yes or no?
Okay, dude, that's pretty good. All right, I think we're done with the Puck Daddy questions, so we're done with all the filler for the show.
Which was 29 minutes of filler.
Yeah.
Dude, we did a good job.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. We didn't get any questions this week. We didn't get any emails.
People are snoozing on the job.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's not a whole lot happening here. So, you know, we're getting...
Training camp is around the corner, dude.
Right. Next week will be in September, and hockey starts in September. So we've managed to... our long nightmare is coming to an end.
Yeah. We've weathered the storm, dude. We're starting to get... We're gonna start getting to the real good stuff. Talking about the battles between Tommy Wingles and Cam McIntyre for that final scratch spot.
You know? That's
right. We'll be getting right in there.
Yeah, we're really
the
getting
inner
into
workings
them.
Of what makes Jim Vandermeer tick.
Yeah, real the meat of it.
Oh yeah, we'll be getting in there definitely. The frequent flyer miles of Thomas Grice. We'll be counting it all.
Absolutely, dude. Well, all we're right. Over the 30-minute mark, dude. So I think we filled our quota.
Dude, oh my God. Thank you, iPad.
Dude, yeah.
This is, we all the great Sharks news comes at the end.
Oh, okay, what happened?
Logan Couture has signed a 2-year extension.
Wow.
Yes, there are no dollar amounts published yet, but as I'm just sort of casually scrolling through my RSS reader as we're winding things up, David Pollock is reporting San Jose has locked up another big part of the team's future by giving young center Logan Couture a 2-year contract extension. No word on dollar figures. So he would have been a restricted free agent at the end of next year. Now they've bought out a year of his restricted free agency. So there you go.
There it is.
We'll have more information about the term, not term, but the dollar amount. Dude, if you had to take a stab, a guess, what are you going to guess? 2 years?
6 mil.
2 years, 6 million.
Little under market. You know, he's a top six center, play the wing.
Yeah. I mean, think that's a real solid guess. You think about Pavelski got 4 years, 16, right?
Right. He's getting paid more, but he's...
But he had like three legitimate NHL seasons under his belt. Couture
right.
really only has one.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
You're going to take the over?
I'm going to take the under.
You're going to take the under?
I'm just going to take the under just to be different, dude.
Okay.
Just slightly under. Like 2 years, 5.9. 5 years. I'm going to say he got 2.75.
Okay.
Then, so we'll say 2 years, 5.5.
But this is classic Doug Wilson. He
it should be three. Three is there's nothing wrong with that.
He locks in the talent for a couple years. It's not a 12-year deal. We saw one good year. Let's give him 12 years. Give him 2 years. He gets a nice little pay raise after next year, without a doubt. I mean, I think he's making maybe 1.2, 1.3 this season, the last year of his entry level deal, and then the Sharks say, okay, show us what you can do for 2 years. If you can prove that you're a steady top six forward who can get it done, you know, 3 years in a row, this actually will be 4 years in a row after that contract is over, then it's payday time. So I think that fits pretty much with the way the Sharks tend to do business, and I can't fault them for that. I mean, basically the danger was is that Couture has another monster year, and then we're in Drew Doughty territory, right? Because Drew Doughty's still not signed.
Right. It's a pretty savvy move, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thinking about it. I think you're definitely more in the ballpark. I think that they're going to give him a nice little reward and to keep him here and to keep him happy and to buy out that first year.
And then tomorrow they're going to trade him like Devin said. <Yeah. laughs>
Oh, my gosh. So that means the Sharks really have no major pieces
next year.
Coming up for contracts next year.
I think that's right.
I mean, really, no major pieces.
Hmm.
Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
Boyle signed, Vlasic signed, Murray signed, Damaris signed, Burns signed.
Yeah.
Joe. All the top six forwards are signed.
Right.
Hans is signed. Mitchell's not.
Right.
But I don't know if you even count that.
No.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff.
Good times.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Got him.
Think the show sucks? Want to get your questions on the air? Email questions at dudesonhockey.com. Dudes on Hockey is not affiliated with the San Jose Sharks organization or the National Hockey League.